This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be the best day ever. Yes, there's some Hunter Biden, Joe Biden stuff in the news and a little bit of finance news. It's not so good that we're going to go over here right at the very beginning, but we're going to go over it in the beginning because we have to tackle all these Ask Dr. Jesse questions you've emailed in and can still email in for a Friday. Why are the world's leaders communists now when so many used to be patriots? What happened there? Are they trying to lock Trump up to prevent him from campaigning? Hiring communists or not hiring communists? What's going on exactly with the, how do we put this? Vice president situation, Gavin Newsom, Cuban coffee, go-to gas station snacks, and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, I want to get to this, though. Part of the problem Joe Biden is going to face in re-election, part of the problem the system is going to face, because everyone knows they're going to want, if it's Biden, they'll want Biden. If what I say is true and Biden drops out, then they'll want Gavin Newsom. Part of the problem they're going to have is this. Normie Norm is happy to ignore unending amounts of horrors if Normie Norm's life is still kind of going well and kind of going according to plan. You, the hyper-informed, you'll care. It'll matter to you. Oh, my goodness, the debt crisis and stuff like that. But Normie Norm doesn't know anything about the debt crisis and doesn't even care about the debt crisis. He's watching baseball tonight. Ah, who cares? And I'm not ripping on baseball, but he just doesn't care. The problem for them is the normal person has felt his life get worse for 2 years. His standard of living has gotten worse for 2 years.
All kinds of economic news out today.
Hours worked abysmal, down dramatically. So the work week was down month over month, year over year. So your weekly income, $1,157.28. That's up from $1,155.84. It's 0.00124. That's the improvement, 0.00124.
That's not good. This also isn't good at all.
We cannot seem to get or budge off. We had a nice ride up on the participation rate, and now it's flatline. We can't seem to get more people into the workforce. And then this will be a topic of debate. It may take a higher wage. It may be what the issue has been is older folks who have left the workforce and not come back. There's always this flow back from the...
People are poorer now because of inflation. Wages down 3%. Inflation... Look, pick your number. They're all lies. It's a lot. I generally land on 18%, but even that number is probably light. No matter what, your money is worth a lot less now than it was prior to COVID. People aren't going back to work. People are now Normie Norm, not just you. You already knew, but Normie Norm, he now knows his life is worse, even if he can't exactly quantify it, even if it's not just dollars and cents. Most people are poorer dollars and cents wise. They can't go out to eat as much. Maybe some people are having to take on another job. I talked to a friend this morning. They had had their kids in this little private school, this private Christian school, and they loved it. It was everything they'd ever wanted. Things are so bad for him at work, and he thinks he might get laid off. They just yanked the kids out of school. They disenrolled them for the coming year. His wife is homeschooling the kids, which obviously you can, that's great too. That's wonderful. But the people are making decisions like this. No, I'm not going to get new tires quite yet. These aren't totally bald. I'll go another six. You know, people are making decisions. Maybe you're making these decisions in your life. And what we hear from these people is stuff like this.
People are tired of being required to travel over potholes and bridges that are breaking down, and it's expensive when all your tires, you know, when you lose your tires are ended up being flat because of those roads and bridges.
The system can tell a lot of lies, and the system will tell many, many, many lies. But you can't lie about whether or not someone's life is better because that person knows. You can't message your way into that person thinking their life is better. I don't know what this election cycle is going to bring with the indictments and the arrests and the possible imprisonment. And then you have the appeals in Supreme Court and Biden's about half dead. And does he drop out? Is Newsom getting? I don't know what this election cycle is going to bring. I know it's going to be the most insane election cycle of anyone's lifetime. We have 97-year-olds who listen to the show and 9-year-olds who listen to the show and everyone in between. Nobody has seen an election cycle as crazy as this one's going to be. Nobody has. You could argue the JFK assassination year is not as insane politically as far as the election goes, because, you know, OBJ stepped in and all that other stuff. Even that was not as combustible electively as what we have now. If you're down and out right now about everything that's going on, that's understandable. I'm not trying to put a sunny face on it, but I will tell you this. No one knows where this is going to go. No one knows how this is going to go. You can look at all these scenarios, and to be honest, about 99% of them look ugly and feel ugly. But who knows? I mean, my goodness, have we even considered, and I'm gonna be real careful here because I actually don't want this to come off as me wanting anybody harmed, because I really do not. Has anyone considered that the two leading candidates, Democrat and Republican, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, are 80? Has anyone considered what it means if one of those two or both of them has something health-wise happened to them? Honestly, awful to talk about. I know it is, but when you start running 80-year-olds for office, you have to consider that every shower might be the last, because that's how it works when you're that age. Has anyone considered that? Who knows what's coming? Oh, and picture this. In a society, we're just doing a hypothetical here before I get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions and everything else. Consider this. When the public now distrusts all the institutions to the level where we distrust them, all of them. It's not just the media. We don't believe any of them. FBI comes out with a statement, you laugh, roll your eyes. I scoff. Oh, give me a break. You don't believe any institution now. Neither do I. You assume they're all lying all the time. What happens if Joe Biden does take that shower and doesn't come out? Again, not cheering for it, but what if that does happen? He's really, really old, obviously not in great health. Are you going to believe whatever the official story is? No, you won't. Chris is already shaking his head. Of course you won't. I won't. It could be totally legitimate. Oh, we're sorry. Massive heart attack. Okay, who killed him? They took him out. We're all going to be saying the same thing. We're all going to be thinking the same thing. And this is what we've brought up before on the show. This is why having a nation where the people trust the institutions, that's not kind of important. It's everything for a country. Everything. If you get to a place where we are as a nation and the people distrust the institutions, I don't know how you put that Humpty Dumpty back together again. You cannot fix or save that nation unless trust is earned back. Now, let's just agree on that. That's not really debatable. Trust has to be earned back, or that's me tapping my watch and doing my own sound effects. Is that coming across on the air, Chris? Can they hear it just a little bit? Hold on. What about that? I'm doing it. See, that's me tapping my watch for effect. Dang, I'm basically like an actor. And what, Chris? And a stagehand, too. Anyway, if that trust is not earned back, the clock is ticking already. The clock is ticking. The system right now doesn't seem interested in earning that back. And now we're going into an election year where the leading candidate currently on the Republican side has been indicted 95 times. He still has other indictments coming, and those are going to go poorly as well. The Democrat president and obvious leader is in such bad health. He can't talk. He has to remain. He's been on vacation for 39% of his presidency because the president needs vast quantities of rest to work even tiny amounts. Remember, the president very likely has dementia. It's not just that he's old. He's old and he's completely broken down health-wise. What's the next year and a half going to bring? It's August. What's the next year and a half going to bring? I don't know. But I know this. If you can manage to avoid letting the stress weigh you down, and you should, it's going to be wild. It's going to be a year you're going to remember your entire life. All right? How about that? Putting a smiley face on everything right now, Chris. Look, it's Friday, man. I can't help it. All right, somebody wants to know, why are all these rich, powerful people commies now when they used to be patriots? Let's have a talk about that. Let's have a talk about why you haven't been practicing with your weapon. Because I know why you haven't been practicing with your weapon. I've gone through periods of time where I haven't practiced with my weapon. And you know what the answer really always was? I was either being lazy or it was money. That's always my answer. I didn't want to buy the ammo. I didn't want to go pay the range fees. Or it's too hot. It's 9,000 degrees here in Houston. I don't want to go out and sweat to death at the range. I had every excuse in the world. I don't want to drive. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Mantis X has eliminated all those excuses. Because you dry fire practice and you do it in the comfort of your home. So you don't have to stress buying all that ammo. You don't have to stress the range fees, the summer heat. You sit in your living room and get better, and you'll get better really fast. It's what the professionals use. Mantis X, Marines, Green Berets, it's what they use. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Oh my goodness, I forgot before I get to this Ask Dr. Jesse question, we got a little bit more dome in our life, giving us wisdom, brightening our day, kind of drilling down on all the intricacies that just make us who we are.
We are confined to what we're able to do in a limited amount of span. What we need is Congress to actually pass reasonable gun safety laws.
Quit. Buenas tardes, dear Oracle. Why are all the rich and powerful around the world communists these days? Why don't any of them think like our founders and pledge their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor and value freedom for the individual? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Listen, thank you. Well, let's talk about that. The leaders of the planet, all these global elite types, the World Economic Forum types, the uniparty Democrat Republican leadership team at the top, always selling us all down the river. All the Western nations going through this, France, UK, Canada, they're all going through this. They're all led by looters. People with no love of their country. They just want to loot the place. How'd that happen? Why did that happen? This is probably a long answer, and there's probably a lot of reasons for this. But first, let's have a harder conversation. Let's talk about the Founding Fathers for a moment. Because what the Founding Fathers did was incredibly brave. They decided they were going to essentially rebel and become traitors to their country, which was then England, and try to form a new country. That's going to come with the death penalty. And the Founding Fathers, for the most part, were all men of means. We're not talking, you know, some poor guy down on his luck, doesn't have two nickels to rub together. Screw it, I'll rebel against the British. Most of these guys were well off. They were doing fine for themselves. Shop owners, lawyers, things like that. They were doing fine for themselves. However, if I can just say something. The Founding Fathers, they didn't organize a rebellion against the crown until things got really, really bad and unpalpable. Until we had Stamp Act, Sugar Act, till we had people being left defenseless. This was when they had pulled back. The British Empire was really hurting financially after the French and Indian War. And so they pulled back on how many troops they had in the wilderness portion of America. And then the Indians came swooping back in, all kinds of death and murder and atrocities. And the people were looking around at Britain saying, you want to come help? The Founding Fathers are spectacular and brave, and I'm certainly not putting them down at all. But they didn't land on the shores of America and the next day wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm going to declare independence for my sacred honor. They waited until it sucked here, and then they did the brave thing. That's not me putting them down. That's me acknowledging human nature. You know, Medal of Honor Monday is a great example of what I'm about to talk about here. Medal of Honor Monday. You know, every single Monday, we give credit to a Medal of Honor recipient. Shout out to the U.S. Coast Guard today. I should note, happy birthday to the Coast Guard. Now, these brave souls, these guys are jumping on grenades, mowing down 20 guys just to get to a wounded comrade so they can pick him up and carry him to safety. All the Medal of Honor stories we tell every single Monday. Those men who did those things, the guy who jumps on the grenade, he wasn't doing anything super, super special brave until someone threw a freaking grenade at him. I'm not discounting his service or the bravery of being in combat, but he wasn't hopping on a machine gun with one arm shot off, mowing down 50 Japanese before they finally get to him with their sabers. He wasn't doing that until the poop hit the fan. I think lots of times when we look at brave things people have done, we lose sight of the fact that their circumstances push them into a place where either they could be gutless cowards or they had to be superhuman brave, and there really wasn't a third option, and they chose the bravery option to their credit, to their everlasting credit. They went with the bravery option where most people would go with the cowardly option. When we look back at the founders, yes, what they did was brave. Again, I'm not discounting that. But keep in mind, the British were pushing and pushing and pushing, and their financial difficulties were having them look at the colonies like a bank they needed to bleed dry to try to prop the empire back up again.
And they pushed and they pushed and they pushed and they pushed, and eventually they simply pushed people too far, and then people did the brave thing. And even then, it was only a third of the country, keep in mind. Remember, a third of the country fought with the British. They were called loyalists. A third of the country stuck with the British. So that kind of goes over the founders. Now, around the world, all these leaders, all these elites, they're all corrupt communist scum now. Why is that, though? That's hard to figure out, isn't it? Why is it? Why do they all work together and they're all against us or against their own countries? Even the Macron, the leader of France. Why isn't he more pro-France? Why? We'll talk about that next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I changed my mind. I don't like you insulting Pink Floyd's intros. I realize they're a little long, but here's why. No, okay, maybe a lot long. Maybe a lot long. Here's why. Pink Floyd is an experience. No, it's not for smoking weed, Chris. No, what? No. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, that's happened a lot, I'm sure. I have no doubt about that. We went one time. By the way, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. I swear it's a political talk show. We went to they had a museum in Bozeman, Montana. It's still there, actually, called Museum of the Rockies. It's this really cool museum. They always had a bunch of cool stuff in it. And because I'm 42 going on 92, I love museums. But we used to go when I was a kid. And they have a planetarium in there. You know the planetarium things with on the ceiling? They did a big Pink Floyd one
of the stars. And I don't give a crap about the stars. That's never been my thing. But we went to this Pink Floyd when it was all set to Pink Floyd music. I was the only one who wasn't high in that entire place. It was crazy. It was wow. It was like I was at Woodstock, essentially. All right, quit. Shut up. Focus. Back to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The communists. Why the elites? Why all these world elites? Why are they all like this now? And you know what made me think of this the other day? It's why I love this question that you sent in. You know what made me think of this the other day? I was thinking about, remember all the mass refugee waves that came into, especially Europe, somewhat America, but it came into Europe from Syria and Afghanistan, these waves of Muslim men were pouring into Europe. And the terrorist groups like ISIS, they announced that they were going to use these waves. They were going to infiltrate these waves to bring terrorists into Europe. You remember all this? And they did. And when all that was going on, Europeans were being massacred. Terrorist attack after terrorist attack after terrorist attack after terrorist attack. In places like Sweden, they are still struggling mightily with it as the assaults on women are, the percentages, if you ever dig into the crime statistics, the horrible assaults on women, it's just, it's unreal what leaders in Europe did to their own people. The German leader destroyed so much of Germany for German people. The French, not that that's uncommon for Germany, the French leader destroyed France for French people. Swedish, so on and so on and so forth. And we see this in so many walks of life now. American leaders operate this way, not just politicians, but business leaders, these WEF types. They're constantly trashing their own countries, and enriching themselves. Open acts of selfishness. Why does this happen so often today? Well, this is going to get probably a little heady. Heady is actually not what I do. That's not what I mean. This is probably going to go a little deep. But what I'm about to say is true. It's true. We have to have, as human beings, we must have a moral founding of some kind or we will lose our way badly. And even when you have one, you're going to lose your way at various parts in your life. Now, maybe that takes the form of Christianity for you, for me. But maybe someone, for Chris, it's Judaism. Maybe for some people who don't have, remember the pagan dude who called in? Maybe he gets that from the sun and moon or whatever he was worshiping at the time. Maybe for other people, it's just a basic code of conduct, like they were handed down from their parents. But we must, human beings are, we are fallen. We are sinful. We are broken. And we must be given, here's a code of conduct. You know, Moses with the tablets, here, 10 things. I kept it really simple. Don't do this, 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 or this. All right? Can you handle that? Don't do that? Why do we need that? Because if we're not given that, if we're not given barriers, then we will go after anything. We will chase the worst, most depraved, most evil, most despicable, most selfish things in the world. Because why wouldn't we? If I was somebody who believed in absolutely nothing, well, why wouldn't I just do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted to do it? I think I've used this example before, but I leave the studio and I go down to try to get something from the vending machine downstairs, and I see this sweet little old lady walking down the hall with a delicious looking blueberry pie. Why don't I walk up to her and just slug her right in the face and take her pie? I love blueberry pie. I'd like to eat that pie. Why don't I do that? Why would that thought never even cross my mind? Although clearly it did. I just said it on the air. But why would that thought never cross my mind? Because I have some sort of a code that I must follow. Now to the leaders of the world. The leaders of old. Let's focus on them first. The leaders of old. Many of them. This is certainly not universal. There's 1,000 evil, despicable, selfish leaders of old. But the good leaders of old, whenever you find one, they were driven by a higher purpose. Whether that purpose was God, whether that purpose was their people, the betterment of their nation, whether that purpose was to defeat an evil that they disliked. They were driven by a higher purpose, and they would routinely do brave things. You realize the kings of old used to be at the head of the army. They died in battle routinely. We talk about Hannibal's great victory at Cannae. You know, Rome lost a third of its Senate in that battle. Senators, men who lived their lives eating olives with slaves fanning them in the Roman marble. They put all that aside and put on armor and grabbed a spear, and they went to war. Swords and spears war. Ugly stuff. Real ugly stuff. Today, here's what has happened. We now, you know, we've been talking a lot about the Wiener factory, right? About how we don't have institutions that produce the things we need. And that's really what we need. We need institutions. Our institutions do not produce patriots now. We can just make this about America, but other countries in the West are going through this too. As a nation, patriotism is not some hokey thing. It's essential. It's the lifeblood of the country. The people who live within the nation must love it and appreciate it. If they do not, or even worse, if they hate it, the nation probably cannot survive. You have to have a nation full of people who love the nation. Well, these elites, they were not brought up with some God and country feeling. Their parents, Joe Biden wasn't raised that way. America's the greatest. Forget politicians. Bill Gates. Bill Gates was not raised to treasure freedom in America and all the blessings we have here and how great it is that we have a government that is limited so man can be free here. He would roll his eyes if he heard you say words like that, because he wasn't raised in that way. And so when you have this business leader and this political leader and this entertainer and this person, and they have talents and they have various things they can do, but deep down, they don't have any love of country. Well, they're missing the essential ingredient they need. And they're ripe to become communist leaders, because all communism is the religion of the malcontent and the elites. Because they don't, if you're an elite in America, you don't care about America at all. So what do? Well, I don't care about America. America sucks. I don't care about America. Let me just find, hey, who's miserable? Oh, the feminists. Hey, feminists. Hey, I think this country sucks, doesn't it, right? Yeah, it's the patriarchy. Yeah, men, it suck. Hey, give me some power. Give me some more power, and I'll teach them. I'll teach them a lesson. And that's all you see now. If you're the head of Germany and you're filling up your country with refugees who are going to murder your citizens and rape your women, well, you don't care. You didn't grow up with some love of Germany. Doesn't matter to you at all, because you don't have any moral founding whatsoever and no patriotism in your body. If you're Joe Biden and the southern border's wide open and you're filling up your country with illegal immigrants, bringing in drugs and disease and crime, and they have no business being here whatsoever, that doesn't stir any emotion in you, because America doesn't stir any emotion in you. If you're Joe Biden, you look at a wide open border, screw America. That's why. That answered that question? That was a long answer. That answered that question? Shut up, Chris. It was a good answer. I know it was long, but I needed it all. Whatever. Anyway, because of that, we're in a bit of trouble now, and you should probably get some emergency food. Look, again, I hope. This is the thing I tell you about that I pray goes to waste. When I tell you about emergency food and gold, those are the two things that I tell you, please buy this, and oh, I hope you never need it. But man, look at what's happening in the world right now with the dollar internationally. You better have a way to eat. You better have 3 months worth of food at least in your home, non-perishable food for everyone who lives in your home. My Patriot Supply has been taking care of people who want to get this done for a long time. And right now, their 3 month food kits are 25% off. If you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, you'll get a 3 month food kit, 25% off. The shipping's free, ships fast, get it done. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Did you hear the Blackstone CEO member? It's one of the bad guys. Just keep this in mind. These are one of the elites.
Nobody expected it. That's the first. Secondly, the numbers justify it. Regrettably, you know, we've had an explosion of debt since the global financial crisis, and we don't appear to have a lot of discipline going forward. We're running huge deficits now. So on the numbers, you can understand why they did it. On the other hand, you know, the U.S. is the U.S. We are the reserve currency. We do defend a large part of the world, including people who have AAAs. And when there's a crisis in the world, they buy our securities. Now, that doesn't last forever if you don't keep some discipline.
Now, that doesn't last forever. Remember this. The world, as you know it, and as I know it, changes dramatically if they ever get off of the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. When country A buys things from country B, they buy it with the U.S. dollar because the U.S. dollar has been thought of historically as being so rock solid and backed by America. If the world loses faith in the dollar both parties are currently ruining by passing trillion-dollar bills. Maybe shutting down the economy for a virus and passing trillion-dollar bills wasn't a good idea. But anyway, if the world loses confidence in that dollar and they make the choice, and it won't take many of them to start doing this, and they'll all start doing it, and they make the choice to move away from the dollar as the reserve currency, the drop in your standard of living and my standard of living, it will be difficult for many Americans to take. It will. We have now lived in a country where we just spend whatever for so long, just spend and spend and spend and spend and spend without end. Those days stop like that when that train finally gets to the station and the train is a coming down the tracks. I've brought this number up before. And I know it's the number that it's so big, it doesn't have any meaning. These finance numbers are so big that they don't have meaning for us. Our brains are too small to compute all this, especially Chris's, but their brains just can't compute this stuff. But remember, they raised the debt ceiling 8 weeks ago. They have added $1.8 trillion to the debt in that 8 weeks. What you're seeing now is exponential growth of the increase in debt, and neither party has proposed one penny in cuts. Some on the right in the Freedom Caucus, they've suggested reducing the amount of spending being increased. Nobody has said, let's go back to the spending we were doing in the year 2000. Not one person. No one wants to stop the train. Some people want it going 100 miles an hour. Some people only want it going 50. But everyone has agreed that the train needs to keep on rolling. And in the end, the dollar goes bye-bye. Now, do you have a good idea of why I've been telling you to buy gold and silver your whole life? Well, since I've been on the show, Tortilla Chip Whisperer. Do you think the communists are trying to lock Trump up either at home or in jail in order to prevent his mega rallies? His name is Dave. Okay, let's talk about Trump's rallies and what the Dems think of them and whatnot. First of all, if you're a Trump fan or someone who's just okay with Trump, I realize a lot of people are out on him, but if you're on the okay to super fan spectrum, I want to encourage you to go to a Trump rally if he comes to your area. Now, maybe you're saying, Jesse, I'm just okay with him. I don't want to do that. Listen, it's healthy to go be around other people who believe what you believe and think like you think. It prevents that feeling that's going to bring us all down if we're not careful, loneliness. We cannot afford to feel lonely, all right? So that's one. Just keep that in mind. Go to a Trump rally.
They're fun. It's like a rock concert. I've been to one. They're fun. It's like a rock concert. People are cheering. People are singing and dancing. It's a camaraderie is a good thing. You introverts, I'm talking to myself. I make myself go, so you go. All right? That's one. Two, rallies don't mean anything for the election. Nothing. And remember, I just told you, I'm a rally fan. Go to a Trump rally. I want you to go. Please don't ever convince yourself the rallies mean anything. Donald Trump was filling up stadiums with people last time while Joe Biden was sitting in his basement with two other people reading cue cards, and Joe Biden's the current president and Donald Trump is not. Democrats aren't concerned even a tiny bit with Trump's rallies. Trump's rallies are for the people, for Trump supporters, to feel good and cheer and things like that. And like I said, not feel alone. What do they mean electorally? Nothing. They mean less than nothing. Go ballot harvest. Go knock on doors. Go get out the vote. Chase down ballots. Go do the basic things. That matters. Rallies do not matter. Rallies are the stars. Rallies are the touchdown celebration. The touchdown celebration didn't win you the game. It was all the weights you lifted in the offseason and sprints you did in the offseason that actually won you the game. No, the Democrats aren't worried about Trump's rallies. No, absolutely not. But again, I want to encourage you to go. All right. Speaking of primary stuff, this Newsom DeSantis debate thing. Someone wants to know what I think about it. Someone wants to know about Trump convicting him. Are they going to convict him? Are they going to imprison him? Cuban coffee, gas station food, and so much more to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I want you to get a gift. A gift. A free gift valued at $20. MyPillow's having a 20th anniversary sale, and like everything's on sale, all of it. Oh, they're awesome stuff, from the pillows to the mattress toppers to the slippers to the jammies to the friggin' dog beds. It's all there. And they're giving out a free gift right now to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And to get this, to take advantage of this, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Get your gift. Get your MyPillow products. Now's the time to stock up on swag. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them. They're wonderful on the phone, and you don't want to be browsing the internet behind the wheel. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544. Go get your MyPillow stuff. Happy anniversary, Mike Lindell and MyPillow, all right? Two more hours still. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.